May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer, O God. Amen. So picture this. You're sitting out at OUL on the hill, maybe a bigger hill than is there. All the grass is there, and up on the stage is Jesus and his disciples. And there are lots and lots of people, and there are no food trucks, and there are no people bringing in food, pizza, and all of that. There are no people running, the students in the black that run in the food to you. None of that is happening. You are sitting there and it is lunchtime and you are getting hungry. And all of a sudden, a little boy comes up or a little girl comes up and says, "Here, I have some pizza. I'll share it." And all of a sudden, the people sit down and there is food for all. And there's leftovers so that we can take them and give the leftovers to the homeless and to those who are hungry. Can you picture it? That's the story of today. So let's talk a little bit about it, what this actually means for us. As I was doing some research and some reading, I came across a note that a friend of mine had sent, I don't know, probably 6-7 years ago. I'm going to read it to you. She wrote, "One of my favorite memories of childhood was going over to the Quell Horse for supper. I was surprised pleasantly when we all held hands and sang a song, our prayer. Your family had the sweetest voices and I was mesmerized. I think that Jesus was not only fed by the masses of dinner that was there, like his feeding his own family, but he made sure that the youngest or the oldest got food. He also fed their minds and their souls with his words of wisdom and love. You know, those stories were around that dinner table when we sang your thanks to God." Well, what does it mean that we have that we have so many leftovers, even when it seems like we don't have enough? And what does it mean in these times of anxiety and stress and the economy and jobs and all that's going on in our world today? What does it mean to experience abundance and grace? And what was the real miracle? Was it that Jesus fed this huge crowd with 5 loaves and 2 fish? Or was the miracle that the crowd joined in and shared? You see, those are the questions that come to my mind on this text. It has to do with hospitality and abundance and sharing. Who was in that crowd that day? Who was sitting around hearing the words of Jesus? They were the rich and the poor, children, men and women, people who really adored Jesus and people who really didn't like him and what he was teaching. There were thieves and adulterers and all sorts of scoundrels that were part of that crowd. There were people who were hungry and had no food because they were too lazy to work. And there were people who were hungry who worked really, really hard but just couldn't make a headway in life. There were people who had lost loved ones recently. There were people who were happy and there were people who were sad and there were people of all ages, tongues, races, shapes, sizes. They were every kind of person that you can imagine was in that crowd that day. They were all there. And Jesus fed every one of them without question. Jesus fed them through his abundance, through God's abundance. Jesus fed them by showing hospitality, by one small boy sharing what he had, so hospitality happened. Jesus shared. It didn't matter that they weren't all from the United States of America. It didn't matter that they weren't all from the Middle East. It didn't matter that they weren't all from Central America. It didn't matter that they weren't, that they were refugees, some of them. It didn't matter that they were families and children who had been separated. It didn't matter that they were people of color. It didn't matter that there were women. It didn't matter that some of them had done wrong. You see, it didn't matter. Jesus, out of his abundance, fed and welcomed all. He fed them all with not just food, but with words of love and hope. He chose to take that food as nourishment. It was no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you were welcomed there. There was enough bread and fish for everyone. Isn't that really what God's love is about? Isn't that really what it means to show hospitality, to open ourselves to be fed together, to feed one another? Isn't it really about that abundance of God's love that we listen to one another, that we share what we have so that others too can have? Isn't it about trusting in God so that out of all that abundance, we can help others? Isn't it about having $5,000 turn into $50,000 in sharing with Heifer Project? Isn't it about that abundance? Because you see, all were fed, and they had 12 baskets full of leftovers. When I was at my last church at Mount Olivet, oh, it's probably been 10, maybe 12 years now, one of the older woman ladies, her name was Margaret, and her son Lincoln died. Now, Lincoln had lived a very, very hard life and had made some poor choices in his life. I had Lincoln's funeral. It was in the church. Margaret was a beloved member of the church. And Margaret was also one that showed up. She was probably 85 at the time, and she probably showed up for everything that had to help out with the food pantry and with 3C's, which was the food pantry out of the church for the whole area. And every month, basketfuls and bagfuls of groceries were given out. Margaret was the first one to be there to help. Now, her son Lincoln, not so much, but Margaret was. So we had Lincoln's funeral, and the church was overflowing. And so we went downstairs for the funeral meal, and Margaret had only given us a small number because she really didn't think that people would come because Lincoln had lived such a hard life and made some really poor choices. And the church basement was overflowing with people, and the people in the kitchen were like, is it going to be enough food? How are we going to serve all these people? And you know what? There was enough. There was enough food for all to eat, for all to fellowship together, and there were leftovers that went home with Margaret so that she had food to share out of her abundance with others. See, that's really the story about abundance and hospitality. We need to look and open our eyes to see the successes of God's abundance in our lives. We are the ones who ask, what are these among so many? That one child said, here, I have this. Let's share it. Because it's not just abundance and hospitality. It's about stewardship as well. Giving out of our abundance, sharing and showing that hospitality. And you know what? God demonstrates all this throughout the Bible through ordinary people doing ordinary things, and they become the foundation of the grace and the abundance-filled miracles. Just like that little boy or that little girl. Doesn't matter really if it was a boy or a girl. It just is that they had food. And when the food was brought forward, there was enough for all. It always seems to amaze me that how God didn't use or could have used more influential people to make God's point. God could have used the most popular person in the world to make that point, but God chose to use ordinary people like the disciples and like that little child to show abundance and hospitality. So if we care not just for God, but for those around us, for refugees and families, for children, for those separated, if we care enough to try to help, the other miracles fall into place. Because there is enough bread, there is enough fish, there is enough money, there is enough energy, there is enough hope to go around with some left over to spare, because God is working God's miracles. And so as Jesus asked of his disciples, so Jesus asks of us. And yeah, sometimes they protested, just like sometimes we protest, that this job of caring is impossible, that there isn't enough food, there isn't enough places to live, there isn't enough. And God says, through Jesus, through one of us, sit down and let's distribute the food. Because there is enough. God's abundance lives through us. Like the loaves and the fish, the little things that are done in sharing and caring tend to multiply. And then they produce that rich harvest of God's abundance. Hospitality, abundance, grace, sharing. Think about it. And how are you living God's abundance this day? Are you the disciple saying, oh, there's not enough? Or are you the little child saying, here, let's share. Amen.